42 degrees and rain at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we've kind of got a mixed morning starting out in the grains today. And the wheat market is leading the upside for the second day in a row. Right now, we see the corn market just fractionally changed with the July corn at 389 and a quarter, down one quarter, while the December is at 401, down a half. We had outstanding export bookings of 69 million bushels, about a third of that headed to Japan. But the corn market seems to, anytime we've got a little rally, farmers are rewarding this corn market by doing some selling in the U.S. We aren't seeing a whole lot of changes in weather forecasts for South America, with the central part of Argentina staying warm and extremely dry on the 6 to 10 day forecast, with wetter conditions in the north in Brazil. On the soybean side of things, right now we're seeing the July beans at 10.63 and three quarters, down a half, while the November at 10.29 and three quarters is down 2.5 cents. We are finding a lot of selling coming into this bean market. Anytime November beans is above 10.30, that gives $10 cash price in a lot of locations in the Midwest for fall delivery. That's kind of rung a lot of people's bell. We continue to see a few bean deliveries, and the product markets this morning, Brian, are on the defensive, with the July meal at $388.20, down $3.90, while the July bean oil is 20 cents lower at $32.23. Again, the wheat market's the outstanding one, with showing a deepening red condition on the drought monitor maps for the Texas Panhandle, the western part of Oklahoma, and the western part of Kansas. We see the July Chicago wheat at 5.11 and three quarters. That's up 4.5 cents, with the July KC wheat at 5.43 and a half. That's up 4.5 cents. Again, it will be interesting to see how the week shakes out, but we certainly have seen some nice gains. On the livestock side of things, we're lower in the cattle and feeder cattle, but just as hair higher in the hogs after gapping lower in the hogs yesterday and looking downright puny. Right now, we've got the June live cattle at 114.62. That's down 97 cents, with the April feeders at 145.87. That's down $1.25. The April hogs at 67.55 are up 32 cents, while the back months of hogs are struggling just down a little bit. Be interesting to see how this crude oil closes today, because we've slipped down under $61 a barrel. Last on the April crude is at 60.75. That's down 89 cents. The gold market's down almost 10 bucks. We are continuing to see strength in the dollar, made one-month highs yesterday. Looks to me like we could see an assault on 92 even. We're at 90.80 right now, up 25. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. It is 42 degrees and raining at 9 o'clock here outside our studios in Urbana. Quick check of other current conditions across east central Illinois. And we are seeing still a fair bit of rain. Danville actually reporting some heavy rain right now, 42 degrees, with a northwest wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. Wind picking up here in Champaign-Urbana as well. Northwest wind around 20 miles per hour.